New week, new hurdle moment. Emily Abadi here, coming to you from Los Angeles, excited to bring you this week's installment of Hurdle Moment from Hurdle, a podcast that talks to everyone from entrepreneurs to top CEOs and athletes about how they've gotten through tough times, hurdles of sorts, by leaning into wellness. Today, I feel like it's only appropriate to chat about healthy travel, suggestions to be just a little bit smarter when you're on the move. And to do that, I'm asking my good friend here, Bettina Gozo, for a little bit of help. Bettina is a Nike master trainer, an all-around badass, and just one of the kindest, most wonderful humans. Before we get into another stellar episode of Hurdle, where I'm talking about travel, it's the perfect segue to talk about my partner, Woloco, Way of Life Athletic Company, named the go-to brand for exercising on the road by Travel and Leisure. Woloco focuses on the basics. They create fashionable and fuss-free gear that actually makes life and workouts so much easier when you're on the move. Their leggings have a sweat-proof pocket that is my go-to for when I'm trying to stash my keys and my phone and my cards and everything I need to get me wherever I want to go, whenever I want to do it. If you're packing a pair of leggings for your next trip, these are it. Check them out at woloco.com. And on Instagram, it's at wolocowoman. It's W-O-L-A-C-O woman. Now, let's talk about traveling. Bettina, we travel a lot.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, a lot. And so you told me earlier that you're on a plane like every other week.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
And when you're doing, are you exhausted?
I am, but I feel like I've mastered my travel hacks. I mean, I cherish my sleep more than anything. It's the thing that I protect the most.
Yeah.
I feel like that's one of the most important things to recharge.
Well, I'm so excited to hear your tips. As always, today, as you're listening, if you have anything that you want to throw our way that are your top travel healthy suggestions, I want to hear your input. Feel free to reach out to us. Tag me at Hurdle Podcast, at Emily Abadi. You can find Bettina on Instagram at
Bettina Gozo.
BettinaGozo.
Yeah.
Awesome. And that's it. With that, let's get to hurdling. Okay, so travel. We do it a lot. I'm here traveling in LA right now. Where are you off to next?
I am going to Utah this Thursday. I don't even know.
Can't keep track of anything. Can't keep track of anything. But I swear, I'm sure you get this too. A lot of people reach out to me asking how they stay on track when they're on the move. And it's hard.
Yeah, it's really tough.
It's really tough. And it's tough because you want to indulge when you're away. No matter if it's business travel or if it's for fun, when you're not at home, you feel like it's like a big opportunity to try new things, which you can do, but you just got to do it smart.
Yes.
Totally. All right. So let's run through some healthy travel tips. My first easy trip for being a little bit 1% healthier when you travel is bringing your own water bottle.
Yes. Hydration's so important.
So important. So important. I find that if I bring a water bottle with me, I'm more likely, obviously, to drink from it. It's like when it's in plain sight, you're gonna use it.
Yep.
And when it's not, and I'm like, I'll make an excuse, like, oh, I don't want to buy a water bottle at the counter.
Water bottles are expensive.
They're expensive, and I mean, I'm not crazy about this whole plastic thing.
Agreed, 100%.
But people are really worried about the plastic. Mm-hmm. So bring your own water bottle, fill it up. I'd say most of the airports now have the fill stations, or you can always walk up to any bartender and just ask them to do it for you. Okay, next up, Bettina, you have a tip about fasting on planes.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about this?
Yes. So I try to fast into the time zones that I'm going into. So that helps you set your circadian rhythms. At least that's what I've read in research. And it's helped me so much. So if I know if I'm going to the East Coast and I normally eat from like 9 to 8, I'll start fasting in that time zone that I'm going into.
Interesting. So in practice.
So like if I'm going back or if I'm going into New York and I know it's going to be 8 o'clock by the time I get there, I try to eat in the time zone that I'm going to. Like, so if I'm in LA, I'll stop eating at 5.
Got it. Okay. Sorry, and you genuinely see a difference feel a difference?
100% feel a difference. It's been a game changer, especially when I travel overseas. It's been huge. And I also try to sleep in the time zones that I'm going as well.
Which is a good trick. You did mention that sleep is a priority for
100%.
You. And it definitely needs to be a priority even when you're away from home, even if you're dealing with meetings or what have you. It's just making the time for something that should be important for you and your body. Because already with the jet lag, it can be so difficult. Mm-hmm. I know here in LA, I find myself crashing so early. It'll be like 9:30 at night, which feels like 12:30 for me. And I am like, get me into bed. I cannot be in public anymore. I literally like fall asleep sitting up at dinner, wherever I am. So sleep is important, and trying to get as much as possible. I'm not saying you need to skip out on doing fun things with family or friends or going to dinner or whatever. But then if you're going to be at dinner or out until 11 or 12 at night, then make sure you start yourself a little bit later to the next day.
Yes.
It's all about flexing and like finding how to fit in all of the priorities simultaneously. Next tip, sanitizing. It's like a funny thing to talk about, but it is really important.
There's so many germs on planes, just walking around. And if you're, you know, you're traveling, I mean, I know if Kirstie's traveling here too, she loves those like bikes.
Yeah, the city bikes.
City bikes. And like, you know, how many people touch those a day?
Junk bike. Yes. Yeah, they're everywhere.
So bring your hand sanitizer, bring wipes with you.
Yeah, and especially be careful if you don't have time to do it like right after you ride something like that. Avoid touching your face.
Yes, please.
Because the last thing you want if you're not sanitizing is then to get a cold and get sick. And you'll find a lot of the time you read so many of these articles that flight attendants are like, the germiest place is the plane. And they are like bathing in hand sanitizer. So just just wash your hands, sanitize, and stave off those germs.
Totally.
Next healthy travel tip. Let's talk about alcohol. Mm. It's hard. I think especially, again, whether it's business or with friends, you find that getting together, if you do consume alcohol, it's like a chance to celebrate a little bit.
Totally.
And so with that celebration can come a lot of alcohol. Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. You gotta, what I've done, and this is really something that I've kind of tried to stick to this year, is max out at 2 drinks a night.
Yeah.
And I know like, oh my God, there are going to be so many really healthy people and experts that will tell you that, you know, drinking 2 drinks a night for 4 nights in a row is a lot and you should slow down. But realistically, before I impose this for myself, I would mindlessly go through almost an entire bottle of wine, just like sitting at dinner with a friend and do that night after night after night. And then your body like really feels that.
It's already going to be super stressed from traveling alone. And then you're adding more stress to it because it has to metabolize the alcohol. And then if you have a whole bottle of wine in your body, then it's going to take longer to metabolize everything else. And it just makes your body work harder.
Right. And if your body is so busy working, then when you get into bed that night, that means that you won't sleep as well either.
Exactly.
Which is not ideal for anyone. All right. Next healthy travel tip. Schedule your workouts like they are meetings. I get this question much. How do you find the time to work out when you're on the road? And it's because I plan for it, right? I think one of the best things that you can do when you're on the move is look for ways to move in the city or the special place that you are visiting. So this is your opportunity to try something new. For me, I'm a huge runner. That means that I get to get out and explore. And what better way to do that than on my own 2 feet? But it's also like trying new studios. Trying a new like hike.
I love trying new studios and different gyms, especially going to New York. There's so many. And out here, there are so many.
Yeah.
So fun.
And it's a good way to bond with people, again, that isn't sitting over alcohol, which isn't eating or drinking, although traveling and eating is a lot of fun.
So fun.
So let's talk on that for a second. When we talk about eating when we are all over the place, it can feel a little overwhelming because, again, you do want to try everything. Mm-hmm. But what I have done, and I'd be interested to know what you do, I'll like pick one meal a day where I'm going to like go outside the box. So if I know like that I'm going to go, like classic LA example, like if I'm going to go to Nobu and it's not going to be like a one roll kind of thing. Why would you only do that? So if I know like dinner is going to be the big thing, then I'm going to like reel it in for breakfast and lunch.
Yes. That's such a great way. Because the bottom line is you don't want to have too many calories in the day. So at least limit your morning calories, limit your lunch, or maybe even intermittent fast or have some time restricted eating for that day.
Right. And I think also the thing to go with that is that I, again, like I'm like my eyes are big for my stomach. I like want to try everything. I'm like, oh, there's a donut place and there's acai bowl place. And then I also want to go to Nobu and I want to do all the things. The thing that I remind myself every time I feel like I'm totally overindulging is I feel so much better when I feel lighter and not weighed down and just not like so full, like, and needing yes. those 2 to 3 hours between my meals to really digest. Like, I never want to be bogged down when I'm traveling just because I feel so full all the time, which definitely is something that I struggled with.
Totally.
Before.
Yeah. And if you're someone that loves to work out, like, plan it on a day that you know you had a really high intense workout, because then at least your metabolism is kickstarted and you'll feel okay eating all that food that day.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And then something you mentioned, snacks.
Oh, yeah.
What's your snack strategy when you're on the move? Oh, my gosh.
I always bring, so I have a lot of like resealable bags. We're talking about the plastic. Resealable silicone bags I pack with like pistachios or snacks that I would buy at the airport, or I would buy anyway, and just pack them up. And I just go, you know, and get them from the bulk section and then pack them up in little bags. So then I have them all with me all everywhere, RX bars or whatever.
It goes back to that idea of like bring your own water bottle. Yes. Like if you bring snacks, then you'll lean into those instead healthier of getting. Ones. Exactly. Mm-hmm. The thing that I definitely struggle with a little bit on that though is that like right at the beginning of the trip when I have all the snacks.
I do too.
I need to not eat all the snacks at once. I'll be like on the plane. I'll be like, oh, I have 4 Kind bars and 5 bags of almonds. And then I'm like, oh, well, if I eat 2 bags of almonds and a Kind bar, it's totally fine. That's not the goal. The goal is to pack healthier snacks so you avoid the snacks that you'll regret having later. Yes. And to disperse them over your trip. But I'm just saying this so you can know that if you also struggle with excessive snacking, you are not alone. I feel you.
That's hilarious.
You are not alone. All right. And then second to last healthy travel tip. Again, talking flying skincare.
Yes.
So I only recently got into skincare, and you can hear me talk about this in the hurdle where I sit down with the 2 founders from Heyday. I really
such great skin.
Oh, you're yeah. so sweet to me. That I really prioritize it when I travel. If I forget about it everywhere else, the 2 biggest things that I do when I travel, I moisturize when I get on the plane.
Great.
Right when I get
That's
there.
Perfect.
And then about like as we're getting toward the end of the flight, I will go to the bathroom. I will like wash my face and then I will moisturize again.
Yeah.
I love though a nice little eye gel mm-hmm. or a face mask, but that really depends on my personal location in yeah. the plane.
Or you can have one of those. I have like it's not a jade roller. You can use a jade roller too, but I have like an eye cream one that's just like a metal thing that like helps just kind of depuff my eyes and just helps me bring more circulation to my face.
Yeah. What's your plain skincare routine?
I have some spray, a toner.
Okay.
And I just put some moisturizer on there. If I'm going somewhere where it's going to be sunny, I always put sunscreen on.
Is it the fresh toner?
Yes, the fresh toner.
Love the
yes,
fresh toner. It's so good. And I know you're wondering what my moisturizer is, obviously. It's Super Goop, and it also Ooh, has SPF in it nice. As well.
That's important. Wear your sunscreen.
Love it. Okay. Last healthy travel tip is have fun. Remember, like you are traveling, whether it's for business or for pleasure, you have the opportunity to explore somewhere new, to do something different, and to like find a little bit of downtime outside the parameters, which can be your hectic every day. Remember, you need to put your mental health first. You need to put you first. Find time to exhale, to enjoy yourself, and don't be just too strict. You know, we give you these rules as a suggestion of strategies that work for us, but by no means am I saying like go on a vacation and like don't drink the piña colada. Like drink the piña colada.
Nobody said so.
No, drink the piña colada, breathe a little, but remember there's balance, and that's what this all comes back to, right? Finding balance.
Yeah.
Bettina, thanks for rapping about this with thanks. Me today. Yeah, you know the drill. At Emily Body, at Hurdle Podcast, at Bettina Gozo. We want to talk about traveling with you, so message us. As always, if you need anything else, emily@hurdle.us. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time. Bam.
Woo! Woo!